Okay, next patient is Gloria Smith, Gloria Smith. So Ms. Smith was born on 11/13/1930, today 6/10. This is a 94-year-old woman who was seen emergently at 8:20 p.m. today with the help of Ms. Williams, her caretaker, because of a rash, period. In the paragraph, patient has had a rash under her breast for some time. She had similar rash last year, which required PO antifungal, period. In the paragraph, at this time, it's not as bad, but now she's developed a rash around her mouth and also in her mouth. Patient was given magic mouthwash a few days ago, which has not helped, and she's getting worse. She's 94 years old. She's already eating very little, and she complains that she can't eat, period. She's currently on hospice with diagnosis of Alzheimer's dementia. Patient's family and caretaker are quite concerned about her, and for this reason, patient was seen emergently, period. In the paragraph, on examination, patient's O2 sat was 93%, blood pressure was 130 over 92, pulse was 96. Her KPS score is at 40%, FAST is at 7C, her MAC is 25 centimeter, period. In the paragraph, the findings today are consistent with oral thrush, number one, number two, candidiasis underneath both breasts and candidiasis, perioral candidiasis, period. In the paragraph, she's going to use in the past, she's used antifungal cream and has not been successful. We're going to switch her to Lamisil 250 milligram once a day per medical director, as well as nystatin solution to swish and swallow in her mouth at least 4 to 6 times a day, period. In the paragraph, it's hard for her to put on any cream, of course, because of her dementia, and the family has a hard time putting it on. So I think the best course of action would be an oral treatment, period. She's ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, continues to get worse. As far as her mental status is concerned, the family is concerned about these fungal infections. I explained to them that she has lost her immune system, is of course not up to par, and lost the ability to fight opportunistic infections, i.e. candida. And this is part of the aging process, and we will be able to provide her with the best treatment to keep her comfortable on hospice. Thank you.